Hey there, retail tech enthusiasts. Welcome to the Rising Stars podcast, your go-to source for all things retail technology and the ever-evolving world of point of sale. I'm your host, Kate Arara, Partner Development Manager at Star Micronics, and I am thrilled to be your guide on this exciting journey. Here at Rising Stars, we're not just keeping up with the trends, we're setting them. We dive deep into the tech landscape with global industry leaders, unpacking strategies and discussing the latest innovations that shape the future of retail IT. Whether you're a tech aficionado, a business owner, or just curious about the dynamic world of retail, this podcast is your backstage pass to insider knowledge. And hey, it's not just about the tech, it's about the community. Join me and the Star Micronics team as we lead and innovate, shaping a brighter future for the retail, hospitality, and cannabis industries, as well as beyond. Together, we rise. So hit that subscribe button, stay in the loop, and let's make waves in the retail tech space. This is the Rising Stars podcast, where innovation meets inspiration. Let's rise together. Well, welcome everybody back to the Rising Stars podcast. I'm really excited about this next guest that we have. I am so honored to have Kevin Spencer from Rod Plus Technologies with me today. How are you today, Kevin?
I'm fantastic. It's a beautiful day here in Miami, Florida. Temperature is amazing. It's not snowing. I know you don't like snow, so you don't do snow. That's what you said. That's going to stick with me forever.
Don't do snow. You are absolutely right. For those that are listening, I'm based in South Carolina, so I'm also in the Southeast. At the RSP Inspire, which I've seen Kevin before then, but of course, we were both at the Inspire in Puerto Rico. And we were talking about remote working and how I was hired at Star because of my location in Greenville, South Carolina. And I live here and don't plan on moving because I don't do snow. I hate being cold. I'll go to Miami, like Miami all day. And I'll go up north, you know, between the months of like, I don't know, April to maybe November. But yeah, I just, cold is not my jam. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that's the one thing about me that sticks out to you, Kevin.
I'll never forget it. It was so funny and it was just there. So,
well, what I would love, if you don't mind, I'd love for you to kind of give just a quick introduction about who you are. Give us a bit of an overview about Rod Plus Technology and what you guys do.
Okay, so Rod Plus Solutions Technology, it's two entities that I'm the president of. So we have where I started was in Trinidad and Tobago. It's going to be 13 years this year. And we transitioned to Rod Plus Technologies here in Miami, Florida as a separate entity to deal with Puerto Rico and Latin America and the US from that perspective. So it's actually growing the business in a positive way. And it's been great in the last year in terms of, you know, reconnecting with different distributors, different manufacturers, different vendors. I think the whole in-person conferences came back and, you know, we're fired up as an organization. It's been a good run so far, and it's getting better. I mean, I'm in the industry now for 22 years, so it sounds like a veteran, but I'm still young. I mean, I think I look pretty good, right? We are focused on retail and hospitality, but more retail in the sense that it's 75% of our business, and it's been a great ride.
Awesome. And 75% of your business, you said, is in the retail sector. Is that correct? Awesome. I'm very excited because we are coming up on the National Grocers Association show, which is going to be next month. And when this recording is being done on February 23rd, for those that are interested, and I believe NGA is the 10th through
10th of March.
Yeah, 10th of March through the 12th. Thank you for clarifying. So that is coming up, and that is a predominantly grocery show, obviously. And we're very fortunate between Rod Plus and Star, we're actually going to be in our partner retail management hero. They have a booth there, and we're going to be at that booth together. So right. I'm really excited. I know you're not going, correct?
I am. I'll be
there. You are. Oh my gosh. Then we're going to get in so much trouble because it's in Vegas, y'all. So we got NGA coming up in Vegas. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Marcelo Munoz, he's going to be there as well. So I'd love this. Hopefully we're going to publish this episode prior to NGA. So I'd love to kind of hear a little bit more about Rod Plus Technology's role in the grocery sector. And because I know that is something that you guys do play a lot in. So could you maybe elaborate on that?
Sure. I mean, I want to add to, I'm going to have Melissa Catraro there, who's kind of in charge of our sales and support from a Caribbean English speaking perspective. And she's an awesome part of the team that joins Marcelo there as well. From a grocery perspective, you know, we focused on the independents. So we're not into the large scale customers, although our biggest customer in the Caribbean, they have 70 plus stores, and they've been really a good partner for us. We're focused on that independent that wants to keep their process of growing business and customer retention as number one priority. So, you know, some people say, you're crazy, you know, but, you know, the retention of your customers is the most important thing. You want people to keep coming back and keep that retention of revenue going. And it's funny that you mentioned Star, because Star was actually my first big deal way back 13 years ago. We sold 300 of the TSP 100 version 3 to a bank, not even retail. And it was kind of that diverse cross-platform industry where you say, you know, we want to print it at small and it's in retail, but the bank said, we don't want to be printing these big, big slips anymore. And we presented Star, and we were against a couple of your competitors. I don't want to call their names, but
not on the Star sponsor, Star by Trump.
Exactly. See? But the awesome thing about working with Star on that deal was that, you know, we were new, they were new to the market, people didn't know who they are, but we were able to project that solution set that Star brought to this finance organization, in the sense of they didn't see it as just as a printer. They saw it as a solution, and a solution set that they can connect to the printer to do whatever they want to project to their customers. And today, that customer still has Star 13 years gone, and they haven't had any failures that they would ask us to buy more. So it's been like almost, I think it's now 600-700 printers we've sold them, and we haven't had one failure. So kudos to Star for that.
Thank you. And y'all make sure you remember that. It's been 13 years. I mean, you know, if you're an end user listening, there's some reliable printers. If you're a reseller, sell more of them. Sell more of them. Keep rolling, Rod Plus.
And the thing is that, you know, one of the things that I think was a good entry point with Star is that you offered the 3-year warranty where nobody else did at that time. And people said, oh, that's pretty cool, right? But, you know, at the same time, within doing the presentation to the customer and doing the proposal, we told them, you know, this is a sturdy product because it's going to last. And, you know, I was a little kind of shaky at first, but it proved me wrong. I mean, 13 years in, and you still see those printers ponging away at those banks. I mean, it's amazing.
Right. It's great.
Not even a printhead. Would you believe that?
Oh, that's great. That really shows the durability of the product. And I'm so, as far as, you know, maybe you could elaborate. Let's get back onto Rod Plus. I want to hear more about what you guys do. I love Star. Don't get me wrong. Like I got.
Yeah.
I look like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader in this shirt, but I mean, I'm. But I'd love to maybe hear a little bit more about what Rod Plus has introduced to the markets, what grocery maybe in particular, but then maybe we can expand on some of the other markets and some of the key innovations that you guys offer your customers.
The biggest thing that we are considered an innovative company. So we're not just solution set or hardware set. We have positioned our company as an innovator. You know, we work with customers who are, and customers want you to be an innovator. They want you to bring things, new things every day, not really every day, but they want to see that you are looking at the trends of the industry, what's needed. So we have brought some really great innovation from, you know, we were the first to really launch, and it's a big thing for us because we kind of studied within the pandemic, and when everybody was asleep in the pandemic, we were really crunching and saying, you know, we're going to get out of this, so we got to be ready. So we, the first 3-4 months, we were just cracking. What do we do? What we need to do? What we need to do? And we launched a self-checkout solution for the Caribbean, and it's not been there. And this is minus Puerto Rico, but every other Caribbean island, we've launched a self-checkout solution with Star being the printer of choice, right? On the self-checkout, because we stand by that brand. And we have deployed over now probably 80 self-checkouts throughout the Caribbean. And we're being seen now as a great innovator that can bring solutions to life. Another great thing we've done with that is that we're the first to build and integrate semi-integrated solution to the software, because it's different to the US and the Caribbean, where the banks own the processing platform. So we got to integrate with the banks. So we have to integrate the APIs with those particular banks. And we were able to do that within, I would say within a year of just testing and, you know, people at home, and we send equipment to people, just test. I was here in Miami in a small office. I mean, we've grown now, but I was in a small office with this big self-checkout there, and got a guy to come in and just ring transactions. Let's see if we get problems or we get issues and we fix it. So that is part of where we are. And we have a lot of new things coming along. And I don't want to share too much, but we're there in terms of people are going to see us as great innovators. And we've been getting feedback from people I've been talking to that this is an awesome time for Rod Plus to really show its mark as an international organization, being in the US and projecting those solutions or innovations, I must say, to our customers.
So I'm curious, this section might be more of a two-part question, because you're...
By the way.
Yeah, fire away, rapid fire. So it's interesting because you got the perspective of the Caribbean, and that's where Rod Plus has gotten its start, and you're now expanding into Latin America and in the United States. So how has Rod Plus adapted to the evolving landscape of the retail technology, maybe specifically for grocery or just in general, especially considering the recent advancements and the changes in consumer behavior? And I guess the second part of that question is that the differences that you're noticing between your customers' demands in the Caribbean versus the other markets or the other geographic territories that you're trying to expand into.
Well, that is a two-part question.
I know.
The thing is that what we've learned and what we've created as a platform in the Caribbean with my team from the Caribbean, from a sales, from a support perspective, we're channeling into the US. And we have gotten some, I would say we were fortunate to get Marcelo, who has been in the industry for quite some time. And I met him when he was at ScanSource. Right? Mm-hmm. And looking for that talent that's available here in the US, you know, Marcelo is bilingual, so he can speak for US and Latin America. We've got a project administrator that's also bilingual. She's British Columbian, so she speaks the English from the Queen's English perspective. You know, sometimes I like to hear that accent, right? And and even from my executive assistant to help me manage my time. So I now have an executive assistant. I didn't have one before, but it's amazing how much time I've freed up by having somebody manage my time for me. And that's great. But to get back to your question, that's just the platform that I've created from that perspective. And we have technical support and stuff. And I've got friends throughout the industry that I tap into. So like different companies like, you know, who we met at the Inspire, who I have a networking platform with that I talk to on a weekly basis or 2 weekly basis. So they kind of give me what's going on in the US, and you know, we kind of channel together and we have brainstorming sessions. You wouldn't believe of how much we complement each other as a team. And you know, taking everything that we're learning and everything we've done and positioning a clear path for every customer. So we say, these are the 8 steps. It's actually our 8-step rule. So we have an 8-step rule of where we're going to take you from where you don't know what you want to where things are amazing for you, because you get exactly what you need. So it's a difference of what you want and what you actually need, you know. And I think working with the different software platform, different vendor partners has been great, because we got a good connection with each vendor that we work with, you know, who builds our solution, who builds our innovation. So like, you know, even now, you know, people are fighting to get time with me to actually say, we want to work with you because we see a lot of stuff you've been doing and we want to be on board with that to get you to where you need to be and get us where we need to be. So they're saying that, you know, we need to be here too, right? So it's not just my limelight or spotlight, it's for everybody to be under the Rod Plus umbrella of solutions and take it from there.
What are some of the challenges or the things that some of these end users are facing, and that what and how Rod Plus is able to come in and help fix or to address these challenges? Like if there's any specific examples or case studies where your solutions have made a significant impact on the efficiency or the customer experience?
Well, that's 2 parts as well, because the biggest challenge, the biggest challenge we have is change. You know, people are accustomed to doing things a certain way, and you tell them, oh, you should do it like this. And they say, what the hell are you talking about? It's been working great for the past 10 years. But when you do things in a way to let people know, okay, that's great. I'm not saying that it's the wrong way. It's just, if you do it this way, it's going to save you this amount of time. So now you have time to focus on something else. So, you know, one of the things that we do as an organization is the biggest thing is help people manage their inventory, their stock, right? Their purchasing habits. They don't want to overstock. They don't want to understock. You want to really focus on your top 50, top 100 items. How are they sold? What time of the month they're sold? What period of the year they're sold? So you make sure you always have that product availability. But also not be in stock and say, oh, the supplier doesn't have any, because this particular product represents, let's say, 15% of our sales for the month, or 25% from an annual basis, because we got different seasons that come in. And, you know, and one of the things I love about discussing retail is that it's a giant by itself, you know, and it's the only industry that really grew from COVID. You know, everybody has to eat. And, you know, a lot of people weren't prepared for it in terms of the technology and not being able to get online quick enough, you know, things like that. So we try our best to create that path. And I talk about the 8-step rule. We create that path for you to know, okay, you need to start here, then here, then here, then not try to do everything at once. And, you know, our watchword is we listen to. So we listen to the customer, let the customer say what they need, and then we advise based on our experience, based on the industry, based on how the trends are going. throughout from an independent perspective.
So, and I looked at your website a little bit too prior, or, you know, I've been looking at it, but this is, so
you saw the star logo, right?
I saw the star logo. That's why you're a good partner of ours. But your website mentions a wide range of solutions, and you talk about, I'm kind of going back to some of the things that you offer, the inventory management and e-commerce platforms. So how do these components work together to create a comprehensive retail technology ecosystem?
So, you know, one of the main software we work with, there has a lot of tools that we can connect and script with. It's open to us to customize to our customers' needs. And where we saw online e-commerce platforms spoofing up, we wanted to make sure we can manage that with the software, with the customer's expectation. How are they going to manage packing? How much people resources are they going to need to create this online storefront? And I say it's a storefront because it is a separate business, because people don't realize that. You cannot use the same people that are in the store to run your online business, because when those orders start to fly in, you're going to need resources dedicated to those online orders, because people are going to come and want to pick up and they want to get their stuff and go. They don't want to come and sit and wait for 30 minutes in a car waiting for the product.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been able to kind of position that as a separate business and tell people, this is the resources you need. You need to also see how many orders you can take in within an hour. So not just take everybody places 25 orders and they're able to just flood the store. But if I could take 10 orders in a half an hour, then we block those slots. So then when you pick your slot, that's it. So if you run out of 10 slots, then you have to take the next hours as a customer perspective. So managing that from an inventory perspective, from a customer service perspective, is also important. You know, making sure you have all the goods, making sure you don't have too much things to substitute, because if your customer doesn't see that I have to substitute too much stuff, they're going to go to somebody else. So that's where the inventory part is so important from a business perspective, an operation perspective.
So you made, you made a good point. You were talking and it actually, it's funny. You mentioned that story where you say that, you know, the order's not ready when you place it for the cut. I mean, I actually had a situation last night where it was an online pickup order. I will not say the restaurant's name, but we did an online restaurant order, and, you know, it's meant for convenience. And it said, you know, my husband placed the order, and it was at, you know, he placed the order at 6:30 PM and it said order will be ready by 6:40. So I got there at like 6:45, like maybe close to 6:50. And I still waited until 10 after 7 before I finally walked out with my food, because and I think that they were using the same staff that was addressing the in-store orders and the drive-through orders in addition to the online orders. So yeah, I was not a happy camper, because I was hungry, my kids were hungry, and we're now having to wait 30 minutes for, if I would have been told, given the expectation. So I guess where I'm coming back to is, it seems to me that, you know, the labor shortage, that's where I want to go. It's not going away. It's not going away, unfortunately. So what are some solutions that Rod Plus is offering to help address those situations, so people like me don't get angry when we place an online order and expect it to be ready at the time that it should be ready?
So, you know, one of the things we've done, not just on the retail side, so I talked about the self-checkout, so self-service, self-service on the whole, we've even done it with a major chicken chain back home, where they've had the solution, and we just need to get them in contact with a hardware provider that we work very closely with to provide kiosks to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that self-service aspect is more prominent in hospitality now, because, you know, at the end of the day, you go to the supermarket, some people still want to go to the supermarket and they want to pick up the goods, they want to feel it, So I don't think the labor shortage hits too much on the supermarket side or the grocery side.
I think everybody's so used to self-checkout at this point at groceries.
So yeah, they've had to deal with a lot of labor shortage. So they're introducing kiosks. So the kiosks now, and you know, that what we are doing in that regard, we're educating customers in terms of, oh, you need to do this. It's not just about just dropping the hardware there and that's it. You're going to have to deal with the change management. You have to change people's perspective on self-service, because you know, it's a big thing back home in the Caribbean. And we know we're doing some of it here in the US now. But I'm focusing on the Caribbean because it's the bigger challenge, because people are not accustomed to self-service at all. So now you put them in front of a machine to swipe your credit card, and you know, people have their concerns. Why am I putting my credit card there? Things like that. But it's all about managing the change, making people feel comfortable, making your customers feel comfortable. You know, having a friendly face there, help them. Don't let them get frustrated because they don't understand how to touch buttons and choose stuff. So that change management process is what we bring into place to ensure that the customer knows what they're getting themselves into, and manage that change throughout the process. And, you know, educating people, your end users are going to have to be educated about this. And then, you know, we talk about referrals. You know, I go and I say, I had an amazing experience at this restaurant. And then somebody says, you know, I want to feel that too, because you came with this big energy and you said, oh, this, the food is great, the service is great. And this, people listen for two things when you talk about food: service and the ambience and the price sometimes, right? But not really so much. But if you get good food, good tasting food and good service, you're going to go back there 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some other maybe emerging technologies that Rod Plus is using, such as like maybe AI and IoT, to enhance its offerings into the various sectors that you guys sell into?
Yeah, I'm laughing because somebody called me today about AI, and we had probably a 30-minute discussion when it was supposed to be 5 minutes. Because we
asked so we're gonna have enough. We have to budget for an hour.
But it's not really that. The thing about it is that when it comes to AI, I want people who are really serious about what AI is. So you know, I know if you've had this experience, but I've been to a couple of conferences, and when they talk about AI, they reference ChatGPT, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that's not you. That's not you as a vendor. What you're going to bring to me of AI in a vendor? They don't even, some of them don't even know what that means. Yeah. They reference that GPT as, okay, you can do this on a website, but that's, you don't own that, right? Somebody else owns that. So one of the things I took out of NRF was this company that is offering that detection, that fraud detection using AI by, you know, recognizing the product based on an image and making sure that if I scan a bottle of wine, it's a bottle of wine, right? If I scan an apple, it's an apple. So, you know, you make sure that the, what do you call it, sweethearting is not happening at the self-checkout. So this goes as far as the self-checkout, as well as something that's assisted by a cashier. So that's the AI I am interested in. And that's the AI that we want to present to our customers. So we have mentioned this to some of our top customers and they're pumped, you know. And, you know, one of these customers that we mentioned, that they bought the hardware with the promise of AI. Isn't that great? So okay. I'm telling them that these people are going to offer this. And they said, oh, we want to do that. So we're going to buy this hardware, Kevin, based on your promise. So this is not my promise. It's just, but you know, this company is really, has a great track record because we've been working from day one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the AI component is really bringing those solutions that help us in terms of, and I come back to inventory loss prevention, because, you know, if things are walking out the door, it's costing you money, right? Whether it's an employee or whether it's a customer involved in theft. So that's the biggest emerging technology we want to put in place for supermarket users in that regard, and project that going forward into the next couple of years. I think that's one of the ones that we're going to focus on in big time.
So another thing that I kind of want to go into a little bit more, because we just going back to the online ordering, pickup in store type of scenario. How are you enabling traditional brick and mortar stores to compete and thrive in this digital era? Is it predominantly through the self-service, or what are you guys helping, or what are you guys doing to enable that? Especially for smaller businesses that may not
On the smaller business, the small business side, it's really about two things. What we try to focus them on at first is that you need to recognize who are your customers, mm-hmm. right? We got to recognize if you have a good loyalty program, right? You just don't do what everybody else does, because you have to be unique to your customers. There's a reason why customers go to your store. It's not just because your prices. It could be that you got enough parking space for them to be comfortably in and out. You got wide aisles, so I can drive my cart and I don't have to do swish and turn to get through. Because, you know, sometimes you go into a store and it's the two carts can pass.
You go the day before Thanksgiving. Like, it ain't gonna happen, especially if you go like that late afternoon, right before the day before Thanksgiving. Good luck. Good luck finding anything.
So that's what we focus on, that. And we ask them, you know, take a little poll of your customers, because some people don't want to do that because they don't want to get the feedback. But you take it as, you know, constructive criticism. You know, somebody might say, you know what, your store is too dark, right? You need to put some light in. And then you put some light in because, you know, when you have so much light, then you feel much merrier. It's like, you know, with the weather, when we look outside and we don't see a blue sky, we feel, oh, geez, this is going to be a horrible day. But if we look outside and we got beautiful weather as a 65 or a 70 and it's bright and sunny, we want to be outside. We want to look at that beautiful sky. So it's like, you know, the beauty of the small businesses, and they're the ones that really, really have the personal touch and connect with their customers. You know, I have a customer who actually goes downstairs and just stands up and greets his customers and say, how was and he looks at their bag, he said, how was the purchase of the sweet peppers today? And you know, he's just interacting with his customers. And, you know, he doesn't have to do that, but he said it's an important aspect for him to hear feedback from the direct people. And they come to that store. So like I was there with him in his new opening store, and I asked somebody, why do you like coming here? He said, I like coming here because that guy is always around. If you tell him something, he's going to help you. You know, he said, one day my mother couldn't get a car to come back to bring her stuff because she travels. She doesn't have a car. She travels to get to the store and go back. And she told him, you know, she doesn't feel well to travel. And he just hired a taxi and he paid for it out of his pocket. And he said, we are a customer for life because of that. So that's the thing that we try to let customers know. It's not always about technology, it's about the experience. So if you're creating that experience for customers and you can use technology to do that, then great. You know?
That's refreshing to hear, because I think that you're right. We talk so much about technology, and don't get me wrong, the technology is cool. There's some
it is cool
things going on right now. But at the end of the day, we are human beings, and we thrive. I mean, I know we keep talking about the COVID, the pandemic, you know, that whole thing.
What is that?
What is that? But what happened was people, like even the introverts were like, I need to interact with other humans. I can't do this. Yeah. And experiential retail, I think, is something that people have heard a lot about over probably the last, you know, couple of years. And experiential retail doesn't necessarily mean I stand in front of a cool LCD and it dresses me and gives me the cool technology of the outfit, but more so having someone interact with me and give me that customer care that I'm being taken care of. Because there is a mental thing about it. It's like, oh, if I feel like I'm being taken care of, then I am going to return. And then on the flip side of that, it's just reminding some of these, even some of these larger chains, these larger stores and restaurants, like, yes, you're big, but don't forget about your consumers are human beings. Computers don't have bank accounts. Like,
exactly.
Like it's you want people to have your business, you need to interact with them and make it worth your while. So it's good to hear, you know, sometimes we, like I said, even this podcast is what it's based on, is it's supposed to be talking about technology, but at the end of the day, like even myself, like I'm a human being that works for a company. I'm not the company doesn't define me. I work for them. And that's just how we are. We're people that work, but we also are, we have feelings too. Feelings are
exactly, you know, like, you know, I was saying the other day, is like somebody says, let's say you're sick and you're not out to work today. And somebody was saying, and if normally I call Kate and she gives me the script and I need to do this, but I go to ChatGPT, it's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. If I read it, it's not Kate.
Right.
So I should be able to wait one day. I'm not going to die for one day. I'm not going to let technology come in the front of that relationship. And I'm just saying that because I think technology is not everything. Technology should be used to fill the void that you cannot do with a human. That's what I believe technology is, right? So for example, you know, we spend a lot of time changing labels on prices and stuff in the store. We can put an electronic shelf label to help us with that. So now we can deploy people in a different area in the store to help us with that customer service experience. Because that is the key, I believe, that people go back to stores for. They want that experience. You know, sometimes we're walking around in the store and there's nobody to tell you where the hell is the ketchup, right? And we look up above and sometimes not all the products are listed on top, right? They put the popular products there and we think that something should be there, but it's not there. But if nobody's around, then we waste 10, 15 minutes looking for this bloody thing and it's in the last place we expected. But if somebody's around to say, hi, what? And this has happened, you know, you look lost. What do you need? And you say, you know, just that experience. Now you say, somebody's helping me. Great. Where's the ketchup? Oh, it's a 9-10. You want me to walk with you? You know? But that experience will never go away. I don't think any technology can replace that. Not even a freaking robot. Sorry for the language. I apologize. But not even a robot is going to change that.
Yeah. So what do you envision the future? Let's go back to grocery because we're kind of talking about it. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you envision the future of grocery technology, or how do you envision it technology evolving, and what role will ROD Plus aim to play in shaping that future?
So one of the things that, and it's a major thing that we want to do, is all about education, making sure people understand that grocery is not just picking somebody off the street and just telling them, go sell groceries, go pack a shelf. So we want to be in a position to provide that education to people. So we want to launch this university of knowledge that we can provide people what is expected of you in grocery, what is expected of you in your role as, let's say, a scan coordinator. You're the one that has to put the prices up. You're the one, your responsibility is to make sure when something scans at the register matches the price on the label, because you don't want to have the customer service. So you got to make people accountable and responsible and seek the interests of your stakeholders, your directors, everybody who's been investing in this organization. And everybody needs to be part of that. And we believe that, you know, everybody has a significant amount of importance in every aspect, every job in the grocery environment. From the guy who even cleans the floor, he has to make sure those floors are clean. Because when you walk in and you see those shiny floors, you get a fuzzy feel. This is a clean store, and you just get that scent of disinfectant or some aroma. It's amazing. And you would amazing when people feel good, they buy more, right? I'm sure you feel that. If you're pissed off in the morning and you go to get a shoe, you might just get one shoe. You might even buy the shoe. Why the hell do I need the shoe? But if you go and you get the shoe, you say, Oh, that looks beautiful in red. Oh, I think I should get black too, right? So because I'm in a good mood. And if you, and that's the thing that we want to make sure we provide as an organization. And technology will come in time to time, but you know, a major focus is really educating and making sure that all our customers, all our end users, and it can be anybody, can use this platform to learn about what is needed to run a supermarket, to be in a supermarket, to be part of a supermarket, to be part of that entire bubble that brings joy to your customers.
So it's what I hear, and you can tell me if I'm misunderstanding, if I'm going to summarize, you know, technology is for streamlining operations and providing efficiency, but education is more so for the making sure that the partners or the end users understand and they're educated on things that they can do to maintain customer loyalty and to maintain not even customer loyalty too, but employee. We talk about the labor shortages. Let your employees be happy. Let them be excited about coming into work. So if you have, if you're educating them on those types of platforms, you have a good technology in place that streamlines your operations. Your employees are happier because they can be more proactive with the customers and they understand why they need to be more proactive with the customers.
You're spot on.
Go me. I got your 20-second elevator pitch right there.
I'm going to use you to promote it when we're ready. Because it comes back. Tomato,
maybe I could totally do that.
I'm going to write that down now. Make sure you don't forget it. Just how I will never forget the snow. I'm going to remember that now too.
For Trinidad and Tobago over, the Midwest right now.
So, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
That was just strengthening your point. At the end of the day, you know, we got to recognize at certain points in time that even the people, the employees that we have, and I'm transcending this to supermarket as well. So like, we got to know that we got great employees, but sometimes we overlook how important they are. So you just think that they're just there every day and they're showing the loyalty. And we sometimes as business owners, we don't do anything about it. So we got to make sure that we recognize the value that they bring. And recognize the value if you lose them, because if you lose them, it's going to cost you much more if you can give them some sort of incentive, you know. And that's one of the things we're trying to do as a company as well. We've been exploring that incentive programs to keep our talent, because we don't want to lose them to our competitors, right? Because somebody can just come and flash money in their face and they're gone. I'm not saying that that's what they want, but you got to show them value. You have to keep some sort of incentive. And I'm not even saying about money, but incentive could be anything, you know, as you know, trip to somewhere, or this or that. We appreciate your loyalty. You know, I just had an employee spend 10 years with me. And it's great to have an employee that stuck around for 10 years. It's an achievement for the organization as well as the individual.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that you were saying earlier, like, oh, I can't, there's some things I can't give away, but are there some upcoming projects that or press or release or, you know, things that you guys are working in advancements that maybe our audience can look forward to from Rod Plus in the near future?
We use mostly LinkedIn for social media. I mean, we do a little stuff on Instagram. I kind of have my own podcast, as you know, and I kind of share things that we do with my guests. But you know, Instagram and LinkedIn are really where you would get to see what we do as an organization. And then
what you guys have coming down the pipeline. You don't have it as far as like projects. I know that you said that you had some secret stuff. So I'm ready. That's going into my final question already. You're segueing for me.
The other thing is that we, you know, we do a big VIP event every year. We're going to go into we started just before COVID and then we took a break and we brought it back last year. And we're going to do it in Miami this year. So we bring our top customers and we bring the vendors, the manufacturers, to show their innovations and how we fit as a partner, how they are, where they are going. So the customers, you get to, we see that the vendors getting to see what their end users are doing and get feedback from the end users and learn from it, as well as show what, hey, what we can do based on some spark of an idea that we got from a customer all the way from Trinidad or Barbados or Guyana, whatever country they came from, to position yourself to do more. Because sometimes we don't think about that. You know, like, I was amazed when I went to NRF and I saw what you guys are coming down with from the hospitality in the kitchen. And I said, well, this is awesome. You know, I never thought Star would do something like that. So I was blown away. You know?
Me neither. I was totally mind blown. For those of you that are listening or watching, if you go onto Star's YouTube page, there's actually a demo of this. It's the intelligent kitchen, which is basically like kind of an advanced bump bar type of system where it's a or kitchen display where you can prioritize orders based on when they came in, if it's a loyalty partner or loyalty customer or something along those lines. And then there's an actual little table queue thing. I don't know what you call it, but it's really cool. Like, customers can't, it basically gets the attention of a server. You know, so you're not, you know, your water glass is empty and it's like, it's been empty. I've definitely had to get up and get my own water. Like go to the bar, and there's nothing more frustrating than that when you go to a sit down restaurant. So again, it's that experience, creating a good experience for your customers. And, but no, I'm in the same boat. Like, I saw that, I got that demo, cause I was floored by it. I thought it was really, really cool.
And you know what was amazing about that interaction? Your CEO was there for, and he asked me what I think. He just met me, but he asked me what I think. So he wanted my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I think, no, not much people do that. So you want to get in touch with your customers. I'm your customer. So you want to get in touch and see, what do you think? And he said, how much I should sell it for? And you know, some figures out. And he said, oh, great. Wow. That's kind of like what this guy said. So I said, you know, great minds think alike.
So the intelligent kitchen tools or products that we had, or that Kevin's referencing, it's not official. We basically did kind of a prototype. It's all prototype right now, but that's what he said. I say this as I work with, I'm the partner development manager at Star, and it's important. I'm in charge of all of our partner programs, our loyalty program, our delegate program. Like, I'm in charge of those programs, and people are like, well, we should do this, we should do that. And I'm like, well, what does the customer say? What do they want? What's going to make them excited about it? What is, you know, so it's always knowing what ticks in other people's heads, because I'd rather hear from you and then implement the feedback versus trying to guess at it. Then exactly. You implement the feedback, then you test it out. How does it work? You pilot it, and then you find out, you work out all the kinks. And then when you're able to bring it, launch it officially, then it's ready to go. And it's, you can't please everybody. I think that everybody needs to understand that you can't please everybody, but you take all the little tidbits of what you hear, and then you kind of make a recipe out of it to bake the cake that suits the majority of everybody's tastes.
Well, I'm said.
Person myself, so you know, just that. FYI. You want to talk snow and red velvet cake are two of my favorite things. I've had a great time chatting with you, Kevin. It's so great. I'm excited to be with you and the team at NGA. I think that's going to be a great show. We're going to be. I mean, we have a ton. We have a whole. A whole system that we're showcasing. We're showcasing, you guys are obviously going to be attending, and you're the implementors of the solution. RMH's software is going to be featured in all the products. And of course, Star's hardware. We've got seat printers, we've got label printers, we've got cash drawers, scanners, scales. Like, we've got everything that is needed for a grocery store. So I'm really excited about that. So I guess the last thing is, well, how can our listeners connect with you or Rod Plus Technologies and stay updated on the latest developments in technology? You mentioned your social media platforms, but this might be a good time to also plug your podcast as well.
Well, the podcast is really me, but it's Retail Checks and Balances.
Sure.
You know, you can go to the website, take a listen, and then you can reach out to me from our Rod Plus website, where you can book up a podcast if you want to be on a podcast. It's all about the customers, about people who just want to talk, you know, just interviewing interesting people. That's what it is. So I want to interview you one day.
Lead. I love this kind of stuff. And it'd be nice to be on the other side. I'll be in the hot seat. So
of course.
I guess it's only fair. I fire the questions at you and now you can fire the questions at me. So
of course.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kevin, and your insight. And I am super excited to see you very soon.
Thank you so much.
And that's a wrap for this episode of the Rising Stars podcast. A huge thanks to our incredible listeners for tuning in and to our phenomenal guests for sharing their insights. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, leave us a review. Let us know what you want to hear more about. Give us your feedback because it fuels our journey to bring you the best in retail technology. Stay connected with us on social media for updates and behind-the-scenes content. As we sign off, remember the future of retail technology is in our hands, and together we're shaping it. Keep innovating, keep rising, and until next time, this is KRR signing off. Together, we rise.